Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
We have brought into the studio at great expense to himself, Nathan Lamont. How you doing, matey?
How you doing, guys?
Mate, you're back in Wagga now, full-time?
Yeah, look, back here. Just moved back from Wollongong back in March, actually. So okay. I was up there for a few years doing my thing.
Right. And in that time, you were back on the TV, on The Voice?
Yeah, I was.
How'd you go there?
Oh, well, you may or may not remember me, but I was on last season's Voice, yep. Not this year's, with Team Madden.
Team Madden, they turned for you?
Yes. Ronan Keating also put in a bid, but I didn't go with his bid.
And why did you go with Madden's as opposed to Ronan?
I don't know. I think it was just always a, I always said to myself, if I ever get through, if I at least get a couple of chairs and had the option, right. if they had turned around, I would choose the Maddens.
Because what, two for the price of one?
Well, I think I like the way they carried themselves on through, you know, when I was watching the TV show myself, I just think I really liked the vibe that they had. So, I felt like I'd be pretty comfortable under them as mentors. So I think I went with them for that reason.
Learning experience for you?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot about TV shows that you can learn from.
Yeah. Have you learned about the music industry from it?
I think the challenge is you don't get a lot of time with the mentors, but right. I think if you did get some great one-on-one time for a great deal of time, I reckon there'd definitely be lots of things to learn from them.
Right.
But yeah, as you can imagine, there's lots of people that go through those shows, and there's lots of people that they have to get through. So
when you first walk out on stage on The Voice and you've got four chairs in front of you that are not facing you, but the audience can see you, what's going through your head?
Well, to be honest,
just remembering the song that you're about to sing.
Don't stuff up the song. That's pretty much. don't forget your lyrics. And yeah. God, I hope someone turns.
Right. Okay. And the audience looking at you.
Yeah.
Do they put you off? Do they encourage you?
No. The chairs are the most. Discouraging thing. Facing the opposite way. That's probably.
So you had two chairs turn. When the first of the chairs turned, what did you think?
Well, it was right near the end of the song.
And you're almost done.
And the funny thing about the show is that they don't have the sound effects that you hear on TV when they press the button, you know, the doosh sound. Well, that's not there. So you really don't even realise that they've turned. You know it, the song's over and you realise you've got two chairs in front of you.
Are the lights beaming into your eyes so you can't actually see the audience and the chairs? Or?
It's actually there's a lot of mood lighting. So I could see everything, really. And I could definitely see the chairs facing the opposite way in plain sight.
Mm.
But yeah, I think as the show progresses, they really up the ante with the stage production.
Yep.
So in the battle rounds, yep. There was definitely a lot more going on with lighting. So it did kind of flood out the audience a little bit. So I was able to get more in the zone. I actually feel like I went a lot better for that reason.
Okay.
In the battle rounds.
And the
chairs were facing forward.
What things have you taken away from your time on The Voice?
I think what I've really taken away is that, you know, regardless of the outcome, and regardless of where you end your time on those shows, it really does matter about how much you push yourself outside of those shows.
Yes.
And how much of your craft you're trying to perfect and how often you're putting yourself out there. Because let's face it, obviously there's great things about those shows that get you out there, but what you do with that is really up to you. So I think regardless of where you sit on those shows, other people obviously in the past where they've been through shows and they've finished at various points, but obviously where they've sat in the show doesn't determine always where they actually go in the music industry and how long their careers are and how successful they are as musos. So that's probably the biggest thing that I've taken away, that don't let it, you know, define who you are as a musician. And obviously utilize the opportunity with the exposure, which is what I feel like I've done. But yeah, I think that's probably the greatest thing that I've learned.
Now you've come back home to the people that love you. where do you go from here? You're spending a bit more time getting yourself settled then heading off for the next big adventure, or?
So at the moment, yeah, settled down. I'm still doing music. I've got three gigs lined up this weekend here in Wagga, actually.
Cool.
So you can come and check me out. But I'm definitely getting outside of Wagga for gigs as well, still going down the coast. I've always said that I'm going to finish this gosh darn album that I'm writing. And I do have, quite a few solo material stuff that I've got. So I'm hoping to get that out there soon enough as well.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast, weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.